Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for The Voice. Tonight's host is Michelle Macedo. Joining Michelle will be AfterBuzz co-host DJ Jesse Janity, Melissa Macedo, Emily Harbert, and Lillian Garcia. Tonight's special guest will be Allison Hayslip. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Michelle Macedo!
Yo, guys, what's up? Okay, The Voice semifinals. I can't believe we're already here, but Emily was there. Okay, here I am with DJ Jesse Janity, Melissa, and Emily.
Yeah.
Hey!
And that's it. Sorry, guys, Lillian couldn't make it tonight.
Previous engagements. And Allison Hayslip will not be with us either.
No, she will not be with us either.
She's busy tweeting.
Yeah, she's busy tweeting and doing all of her press things.
Yeah, it was a crazy press. Nutso.
It seems like it is.
Yeah. Nutso.
It was insane. Should we talk about Christina, her look this week?
Okay, just one thing first.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, just buy Maria's book, please. Okay? It's awesome. Self magazine. Get it.
Yes.
Before all of them run out, because it's about to change months.
Self magazine, yes. Yeah. This is the last month you can get it.
I just went and got another
buy two, so you can read one of them and then just hang that picture up because it's so beautiful.
That's She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When does she not look beautiful is my biggest question. It's really unfair. She like comes in here and I'm like, great.
I guess she does.
Oh, okay. I feel really good about myself right now.
Yeah, she does.
You just gotta be happy that there's beauty in the world like that.
Anyways,
like Niagara Falls.
Let's talk about non-beauty.
Anyway,
right
I was
now.
About to say on the other side of things.
So, not being creepy.
Poor Christina. She was like so golden last week.
Okay, is it
so
just
beautiful?
Me? Your hair being crimped is 1992?
Yeah, 92. Yeah,
maybe. It's the Don't, Spice Girls.
Remember crimpers?
No.
Remember crimpers?
I
gone now.
Totally God. Felt the Jetsons. Jane Jetson, that whole, I don't know what she was trying to go with it. It looked like a beehive with like a red ringworm in it.
With the baby pink. I was thinking like she was going for some Nikki with the baby pink.
I was wondering what the pink
weird.
Was about.
But do you know what I found with her? Besides the hair, like right here when she was sitting down, looked okay. Like looked good because it wasn't like the ridiculous cleavage.
Yeah, I agree.
It looked like kind of like cool and casual and whatever. When she got up.
Yeah, big ol' mess.
Whole like
hot mess.
Long, like she looked pregnant.
Wait a minute. What was she just to bring it back, what was she wearing when she was sitting down?
Yeah,
she was wearing a jacket over it.
Over
it was like a leather jacket,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
She should
have
definitely
kept
that on. Yeah, she should have kept that on.
But then it came off, and boys was the shirt, and okay, if you're pregnant, you know.
Is it a boy? Is it a boy?
Are there boys? Are there twins?
Is it a boy?
Triples?
We're awful people.
I know, that's horrible.
We are awful people.
Yeah, we, you know,
but it's okay.
And
but,
the general public, okay. we just have to assume okay. that someone in the general public is worse than us, or else we'll
I mean,
feel bad.
Yes.
There's someone backstage making the wrong choices for her.
By the way, somebody who I was on the Pretty Little Liars show with, they had met their makeup artist, and they pretty much, like, said, you know what, Christina, like, you can't really tell her to, it's, she's very opinionated, as Casey Weston said.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Yeah, so, apparently, yeah, apparently so. She's very opinionated. You don't really tell. She, if she wants the red lips, she gets the red lips. Yeah.
I'm sure she doesn't ask, do I look okay? Yeah. No. You know? No. I don't think she's
By
that
the
kind
way,
of person.
Speaking of Taylor,
Taylor Thompson?
Taylor Thompson. Uh-huh. I saw, when I was walking, She
it's
was
Taylor.
Walking.
Which one is that?
Brunette. Mm-hmm. I think that's Taylor. I actually don't know.
Okay. They're so pretty.
Which yeah, they are. She really looked pretty. So pretty.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize her. I thought it was like some like other. She was so dressed up that I was like kind of confused. I was like, who's this? But she looked gorgeous.
Yeah. They're so beautiful.
They are really beautiful.
Yeah. Look at the. They look like. The next Nair models for
their
legs are like plastic.
They really do that up. They, I'm sure yeah, they that there is no hair on
anywhere.
Those legs.
Well, that and the fact that they're like what 16, 15.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you still once got legal. Your... Once legal.
One yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then Jeff is after.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh god.
So, okay. So, yeah.
Oh, I CeeLo. Have a really this good is CeeLo's team, right? Yeah. For Taylor and Tori. Yeah.
Tori
and Taylor. Mm-hmm.
The Thompson twins?
The Thompson twins. Oh. Anyways, should we go into eliminations?
Yeah, let's just go into it. Here it is.
CeeLo's team is first. So Tori and Taylor, they're out there. Vicky, Nakia, and Curtis.
I think totally predicted it. Yeah. Totally, okay. Totally expected.
Can you predict next week who's going to get kicked off too?
Oh, that's for predictions.
No, I know. But so don't you think this is kind of...
Yeah.
Remember how during auditions and...
Like,
you know,
and the battle rounds.
The battle rounds. It was like they were pairing them up.
Yeah, that's true.
With people like, well, clearly they're going to get rid of that person.
Yeah, they're like, I regret that.
Maybe these people are just so good, though.
Yeah.
That it's just like, really, whoever's the weakest.
That's the
just,
thing. You, at this point, even like, well, we'll get into it, but even like Adam was just like, I thought I was going to go in picking you, but now it's you, you know? Because everyone's just so good.
And plus, CeeLo said that he chose three such different types.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have to make that decision, but that makes the decision even harder.
Yeah.
He and did. They are. It's really about like what he feels like at the moment, or personally,
and
who's
I think it's
is.
Like also like what Blake did with Xenia about like how much growth she has.
Yeah,
and I was thinking back like. I'm sure. Did you guys ever watch America's Next Top Model?
Oh, yes. Obsessed. Like, I love that show.
Ever, like, whenever they were kind of like stumped about somebody, they would say, like, okay, who has the most potential?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's a lot what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
But I kind of knew this was going to happen. As for Team Adam.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, well, okay, yeah.
Everybody knew Javier. Javier was. Number 11 on iTunes.
Yeah, of
By
course,
the way,
Javier.
Dia is still top on iTunes. Like,
Dia is
Dia is still,
awesome.
Ooh, let's save week. These for each of the teams.
Yeah. Well, first, before we get off of Christina, let's.
We're on
eyes.
CeeLo.
Well, but we started with Christina and we didn't.
Oh,
know,
Madonna.
This was the lowest amount of eyes Christina's said tonight.
Oh, yeah, wait, I'm going to.
Said period.
Really?
28.
I think Carson was like, okay, let's go.
I have way more.
You have,
well, let me, it's going to take me a while to count.
Oh, okay.
wait, Team Adam eliminations. Can we talk about that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, we said we did CeeLo's, right?
Yeah, we did CeeLo's. Mm-hmm. Team Adam.
Oh, yeah. And Adam.
I have exclusive stuff on this, too. I really want to get to it.
Let's go.
Okay.
I have awesome exclusive stuff.
What?
Okay.
Gotta wait for it.
So, obviously, he chose Casey, which... Everybody was surprised. A lot of people were surprised.
Uh-huh.
I kind of, thinking back to this week about it, obviously I think about this a lot, but I had remembered, like, obviously he really likes Jeff. He really likes, we always said, like, his team would be the hardest. Like, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered when she did the battle round, he said, there's something about Casey Weston. And that's pretty much what he said here. Like, there is something about her. And after hearing this performance, I think it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
But after I left the whatever room I was in, I left the stage, and I was literally right behind Jeff and Devin. Right. It was in the commercial break, right as... right after they got eliminated.
Ooh. Such an exclusive.
Such an
and
exclusive.
Devin was like... kind of quiet, but he is like a quiet guy. Yeah. I like didn't expect anything. But Jeff, it was so funny. Like in the most joking tone, he was like, "Oh my God, my life is over. This was my entire life. What am I gonna do?" Like it made me really, really like him. Because yeah, it was like totally. So cute and so funny. And it was just like it made me smile and it made me laugh. So.
And yeah, we're sure it was a joke. Good.
Yeah, like he was and then like he would stop and then he was smiling and laughing. Like it was really, he wasn't pissed off. He was like, it was so
maybe he's like down awesome. To earth.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Definitely.
Maybe he's more of an American Idol.
Yeah.
You know, where they show your personality, it's involved with the performing. And mm-hmm. this is really about people who can freaking sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like,
and boy, can they.
I can't wait to hear. Because we watch, obviously, on the TV and listening to it live is just.
I know. Yeah. Oh my
God. Apparently, also, I know nothing about sound mixing. But apparently they mix it differently than they do with Idol.
Huh.
I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
I know
mixing
nothing.
Mixing wise, the only person I could hear anything like really, like they really like boosted him up was Blake. When Blake performed.
I could totally, I could hear that.
He's not that great of a singer. He's an okay singer. He has nice pitch to him. Mm-hmm. But
he's not phenomenal.
That last note he held out, I think they pulled a little Britney there. They put a backtrack in it. Yeah, I think he came in at the end of it. And also when he was singing, the choruses, his backup singers were almost overpowering him. And but they have the same tone as him. So when they sing, it makes his voice sound stronger.
Way better. Yeah. I noticed that the minute the background singers came on. Now he sounds good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the mixing with that, I could totally.
He is also massive in real life.
He
walked by me and I was like.
He seems huge.
Oh my God, you're huge.
Like, how tall is he, would you say?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Right, I feel ya.
He's a solid 6'5".
Oh,
he's
my
like a
God.
Solid. He's really tall.
Jesus. I could see that because he's always like in his chair.
He's
like,
so
it's
manly.
Too small
he's
for
like,
him.
Yeah.
Big, yeah. So, yeah. It seems like he's a dude.
Yeah, he is definitely.
But was Miranda there?
Is she there every time?
But Anne V was there.
Who is it?
Anne V, Adam's girlfriend, who is a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh,
And apparently was not even wearing makeup and still looked absolutely stunning.
Oh, right, of course.
Which I said before, I was like, just make it fair.
I know.
Like,
just try and make it fair.
Like, and apparently, like, he's madly in love with her. And,
of course.
That's his fruit fly. That he is not madly in love. I'm just kidding.
He actually looks. He got his hair cut. Apparently, they told him to get his hair cut.
I like his
hair. He looks so cute.
He does look cute. Oh, he always looks cute.
Yeah, he always looks cute.
So, I mean, Javier was obvious. That was obvious, but I don't know. We'll get into Casey's performance later.
Well, So first, we got into Christina's. So Frenchie and Beverly.
Frenchie,
like a prayer.
Did not like it.
Really?
I was okay. Here's what I think. Number one, I was paying attention more to the dancers.
Yeah,
that
was a little distracting.
And you know what? When she says they've never, when Christina says they've never done like a soul church version, they actually did, and they did it on Glee. Mm. And the Glee version was, the Glee version was so much, and Frenchie still has that, she won't move. She walked down the stairs.
I kept wanting her to move.
Stand there. And I'm like,
not even move, but just like side to side.
She
like
literally, she goes like,
it's like a pop song. You know, she has to move
a
little
energy.
Bit.
And it's like,
she needs
it's Madonna,
energy.
You know?
It's exactly. And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't want to be rude and say that it's because of her weight.
I mean,
maybe it is.
Maybe that she doesn't move.
Because, I mean, there's people like, you know, Gloria Gaynor and, you know, these bigger women who, when they do sing, it's not, she doesn't even have to move. All she needs to really do is, like, sing and, like, get into it. Like, she was literally just singing there, life is a prayer, like, just standing there performing. And it was like, she had nice control this time, I will say that.
But you don't think that walking around would, like, it would put her out of breath and stuff?
I was bored. I'll just say that.
No,
I don't
think it would put her out of breath. I don't think it would put her out of breath because I think that Christina would have helped her in the sense of like take a couple steps.
Yeah.
But she was just literally just standing there. And I get what she was trying to go for, and she just didn't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang the song Too Pretty. Now, remember last week when Lillian said, you know, there are, you can be pop and dance and, you know, have that gospel sound to you.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't give me gospel until the last note. The last note was the only one that, you know, had that to it. And
yeah, there could have been more. And especially after seeing the rest of the show, I was just like not. I was like, well, that didn't really compare. After they show the rest back, I was like, well, everyone rocked it.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we had said, like moving on, like obviously, like I wasn't the biggest Beverly fan, but after this performance, I was like, oh my God. I'd much rather vote for Beverly than Frenchie.
Yeah, she seems so nice and genuine.
And Beverly loved her on the piano. Frenchie seems cool too. Yeah. Like here we were talking about when it was just like her singing on the piano is so real.
By the way, I feel as if Frenchie might have a little diva in her.
Oh, oh totally. Definitely.
Like, totally.
Are you kidding? They were like the diva kindred souls.
Like I don't know like how cool she is. I don't know. I get a weird vibe with
actually,
Frenchie.
She called into the show.
Oh, yeah, she did, okay, and she was really sweet. Okay. She was very sweet.
She's friends with one of our co-hosts here at AfterBuzz, Ashanti, and
so
you know he talks about her like she. And I know friends from her from Broadway, and they all everyone says she's really nice. Like a nice girl.
I think her
could she
Christina,
have a diva attitude? Definitely, I'm sure she could definitely be like girl.
Yeah.
That's what I say, girl.
Yeah, something.
But
like.
I think her and Christina like have a connect about something. There's something like that they have. With her.
Yeah, Christina, it's the voice. It's the her voice is very reminiscent of Christina's voice. I think Christina sees something of herself in Frenchie.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I'm not that like Frenchie's awesome and all this stuff, but I know Christina's like obsessed with her.
Yeah,
like she'll always pick her over anyone. You know, no matter who that person is, I think that. Christina's like her number one fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see wine stuff, but I just looked at my notes and I wrote something bad down. Just with her hands and stuff, she reminded me of Ursula from The Little Mermaid. But
but
it was meant to be a joke, but she's like super nice.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or so.
She's like super nice. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I mean, she's
now I had to laugh. Here's what I like about her. Just not say it, you know.
I like she has this like. When you say diva, I get what you're saying. She has this, like, what's it called?
She has presence. Yeah. She
holds her head
presence.
Up. She's like an Egyptian goddess the way she stands.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't own it, though.
She doesn't own it.
Yeah.
She has, if you're, here's the thing. After last night, seeing Britney, if you want to be a pop star, you have to work every inch of a stage.
Yeah.
Every inch do is. And she can't do that.
And if you can't move your feet, you better move your hands.
Yeah.
You guys, that's what I was saying. That was all that I was saying.
You can't.
She was moving her hands and not the bottom part, you know?
I didn't think she was even moving her hands.
I didn't think she was. I think she was like that.
She was like this. She had her arm out
like this. She's like, I can't move.
Well, in comparison
honestly, it could have been the dancers around her. She could have been like, I don't want to hit anyone
and
or
by
something.
The way, it's like, that's
I don't
what,
know.
That'd be a disaster.
And it's like, once again, I want her to sing a ballad. And she was even uncomfortable doing like a prayer, a slower, like, she's like, this isn't my style. And it's kind of like, she thinks her style is like, pop is like doing
Katy thinks.
I think she really thinks that. Like
I was wondering
her song for her audition was Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like
that
and by
was
the way,
weird.
Not even like it's okay if you don't dance. Kesha never does really choreography, but she works it. She walks around the stage. She's running back and forth. Vicky was run. You have to use your stage.
Mm-hmm.
And even Casey didn't really do too much, but.
But it was a ballad.
Yeah, that was a ballad. I want to see Frenchie do
a
ballad.
So if they have a fan, it's fine.
They love the fan.
Also,
fan's number one. There.
The more I watch this, I really hate to say it because, you know, she was so sweet when she called in. And,
oh, my God, I see, you know?
It's okay.
I kind of wish she went with Terrellyn.
Whoa, I forgot about her.
Reason being, when they did that diva
I was so so mad.
Well, I wasn't mad. I wanted Frenchie during that. But when they did the diva off and the more, because I felt like Frenchie had an inner need to be pulled out. But now it's like we've seen three performances. When Tara Lynn did that performance against her, it was very diva-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she put so much into that performance.
Yeah, exactly. And it's she was more in like her body and running around and stuff.
I feel like she would have given
Frenchie,
us more.
Do you know what Frenchie did? She walked up and she walked back.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. It's just like, I'm sorry. It's like, here's the thing. With people like Frenchie, she's like, I'm 40, like...
She's 40?
She's 40. I think she's 40.
Damn, girl. You
look
good.
Oh, my God.
She looks good for 40.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive. Am I crazy?
All right, here she is up on the screen right now.
Will you look that up just in case I'm wrong and, like, I don't want to get in trouble?
She was pulling some Nicki Minaj in the face, though.
Yeah, she was doing so. See what I mean?
It's that one arm.
That's what I mean, like the tentacles, you know? Yeah. That's what I mean. It's
like... Oh, Christina.
Oh, Christina.
So, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Christina is like...
But, like, honestly, Beverly, like, the public voted for Beverly
and the
before.
Choir's, like, dancing.
And I think they're going to vote for Beverly again.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally agree.
Well, let's talk about Beverly's performance. Yeah. I mean, the thrill... Clearly, the name of the song is The Thrill Is Gone, because that's all she freaking...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I love the pre-package when Christina was, like... When, this is the only one where Christina, like, outsang her.
Oh,
during
yeah.
the performance.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I want this to be a duet.
Oh, yeah, she actually...
And then, can we do that?
You know when people say stuff and they think they're kidding, but really they're just waiting for your response to say that they're kidding?
And then she's like, no, but this is your moment.
Yeah,
yeah, she's like, exactly. But she waited like really... She's like, oh, this should be a duet. I mean, but no, it's like totally your thing. And then Beverly was like, yeah, it was just really awkward.
No, Beverly would have loved that.
But oh yeah, Beverly, but she, Beverly wasn't
you
sure.
You can tell
to say,
Beverly kind of idolizes yes. her.
Oh, definitely.
Well, Beverly is I think so Beverly genuine wants to about sleep it. With
her. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. You go get it,
it's
girl.
Probably more of it,
get it, girl.
But Beverly's she doesn't dance, but she works the stage.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. She's running around. She's
she has so much energy.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is really,
and here's the
works
thing
in
too.
Her favor.
It's one of those things. She's having fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's having a good time. And that's what, once again, I'm going to mention it, Brittany last night. I feel like I'm... This
you can
is,
mention it as okay. much as you want because okay. it just makes me happy.
Because Jesse's already
the
seen it.
The difference was of her like last previous performances, you could tell that she was having a ball and that she was happy to be there.
She's back. She's yeah. Back, bitch.
That is what Beverly... It's like... There, she is having the time of her life, and that's what I love.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean that's what Beverly can offer. Yeah,
I
yeah.
have the. She is 32.
Oh,
isn't
it?
Oops. Well, I just want to personally
good.
Apologize.
She still looks good.
I thought, the comments.
I thought I heard it on the show.
We
and
do.
It, like. Okay.
By
usually,
the way, that's according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
And by the way, usually my knowledge of this stuff is pretty. I'm usually correct. So this
well,
is my
at least we
one...
knew the difference. At least we were like,
oh, she looks good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were right, like,
imagine, ooh, that's a rough 40.
Yeah. Exactly. Could have been way
no,
worse.
She looks
wait,
good.
Okay. Briefly.
So regal.
Quickly. I liked Carson. In this
oh,
episode.
Oh, no. That eye twitching throughout this entire episode.
What?
I thought
really?
He had some great lines, some he, great reactions.
Yeah.
Some
he
great,
was more on it. I feel like he's more comfortable
it. He was more
now.
Comfortable.
I feel like he'd be a great AfterBuzz host. he really kept the show going.
Yeah.
He cut everybody off.
Yeah.
And then I love how at the end the network cut him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. Also, he said to someone... Oh, wow, that was really awkward. Or was that the last?
To Christina and Adam.
Oh, he goes, oh, Chris. Oh, now we know they like each other.
Yeah.
And then there was,
yeah.
What?
Christina was like, what?
What singer was it? I forget. I mean, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
Where Christina had this, like, really weird.
Oh, talked about it really weirdly.
Yeah, it was,
I
like, this really
down.
Weird commentary. I
yes.
don't know.
She and then I think it was Casey. It was Casey.
Yeah, and then he like and Carson even like looked at it, like was like, what?
Oh, the one where she kept being like, I don't know, I don't know.
It's like it's interesting. I don't like.
Oh, it was Dia.
Yeah, it was. It was and she
I
was like
feedback so awkward. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and Carson had a great reaction. So wait, back to Beverly. Sorry.
Oh no,
Beverly's awesome. Wait, so one thing I want to say about Beverly about this week. She did not give me Melissa Etheridge, and I'm so thankful. Yeah,
controlling the network, shutting Jesse off. No?
No. Jesse no longer has a voice.
I'm sorry.
But he will next Wednesday at 9. Anyway, so Beverly, yeah, you were saying?
I just love that she didn't give me Melissa Etheridge.
She's her own thing.
Yeah. And she said she loved the blues part of her voice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's her favorite. So she found herself.
I think she approaches everything with such positivity.
Yes.
And she's super genuine.
Yeah.
So it's hard not to like her. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she can go up there and dress the way she dresses and look the way she looks and has that confidence, so much confidence that America votes for her.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. Amazing. Yeah. That is some confidence there. Yeah. Yeah. And she's been doing this her whole life and has never been like successful. And now she's going to say 40 because we like
maybe
that number.
Maybe I think she's the one who's 40.
Maybe. She looks 40. Yeah, and Christina said that she's the reason why she signed on to the show.
Yeah. Oh, BT Dubs, there were a lot of very over complimenting.
Well, here's the thing. Me and my dad were emailing back and forth, and my dad was like, isn't it too positive? Like, and sometimes, like, I felt that way, too. But mm-hmm. there was a Hollywood Reporter article. They were on the... they were on the cover of Hollywood Reporter. And all the judges said one of the main reasons they signed on was because of the positive message. None of them. And that's what they wanted was the difference. They didn't want, like, a Simon Cowell...
Right.
Like
rip them apart.
Rip them apart. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense because I've always been like, aren't they going to critique them, you know, on Idol after every performance? They tell them.
Yeah, Simon is like, oh, I hate you and I think that you're the devil.
So that's the difference. And it's obviously working for them because the show's doing amazing.
So. Right. Yeah, it's working out for sure.
Yeah.
So then after, okay, so Beverly went up. Beverly.
Who is next?
Nakia.
Okay, next is... Adam's team?
Oh. No, they
Blake.
All...
CeeLo.
They all four performed.
Yes. Right. Nakia.
I don't love Nakia.
Me neither.
I think it's
not
weird.
Into it.
Here's
Were
the thing.
Were people laughing like this week?
But this week?
There was a moment. There was like a chuckled moment.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I felt Nakia... CeeLo's team, I don't think is a very strong team. Mm-hmm. I think he has Vicky and that's it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was kind of like... I knew he was going to pick Nakia because obviously I think he relates to him.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, he did sing Forget You. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. That song, I'm not...
What song was it?
...familiar with.
It was...
It's an Adam Lambert song.
Oh, my God. That was the best... Oh, my God. That was the best Adam Levine feedback ever.
He was I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. First of all, it was a dig at American Idol because he was like, I don't know who sings that song.
Yeah.
And that's
then he was like, and you probably sing it better than the person that sings it originally.
Yeah. I know. I was like, damn, was you don't like, know who sings that.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I don't think it was a dig at American Idol because he also didn't know one of the other songs at the end of
the script song.
But I mean, you're Adam Levine, like, and that was actually What Do You Want From Me? That was like a number one Billboard song.
I didn't know the song.
Well,
really?
I'm not exactly an Adam Lambert fan.
Yeah. I'm not either, but I mean, Nakia definitely did not sing it better than Adam Lambert at all.
Yeah, Adam Lambert is, I don't know a lot about him, but I know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nakia just doesn't do anything for me. Really.
Yeah, I mean, Nakia is CeeLo is. To Christina and Frenchie.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know how the SAT questions go, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Analogies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be in the analogies section.
SAT. Okay. But yeah, okay. So he went up. We kind of whatever. But again, lots of compliments.
Yeah.
As CeeLo says, black and white is the color of business.
He was really funny.
What he said.
Yeah, CeeLo was pretty funny.
Yeah, he is really funny. I wrote Carson did something awkward. And I just want the camera to be on his face, like in the beginning, with just subtitles at the bottom saying, I'm dead inside.
Oh my God.
That's what I want. That would be hilarious. I think he would be really good if we all, like, if they made fun of him on the show. You know?
Do you know what I think he needs to do? I think he needs to, like, which he is getting at, his chemistry with the coaches needs to grow.
Yeah, like, definitely.
And I think it's hard because the coaches have so much chemistry with each other that it's hard to add another person in it. But it's like one of the reason Ryan worked was because him and Simon bounced off each other so well.
Yeah.
And
now,
like,
we have Idol to compare it to.
And so I think it'll get better. I've seen growth with Carson.
Yeah, I think it'll get better. He's also in the competition.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
To get replaced.
Here's the thing. I don't think they're replacing him.
No, I don't think
they are. I don't think they're replacing him.
No way. No. So next we're talking about Javier.
Vicky?
No. Oh, where?
No, well, Vicky's the last one.
Are we
one.
Doing the teams though? Okay.
Oh, are we not doing it?
No, no. Go ahead. Well, no, next. If it was after Nakia, then it goes to Dia.
Oh, right. Dia. My B. Vicky. You know,
are we doing by team? Or are we doing?
Yeah, what are?
I don't know.
Are we doing
so far we've been doing it by order, right?
Yeah, let's just do it by order.
Okay,
yeah.
So Dia on Blake's team saying REM.
I love her.
Losing My Religion.
Yeah, that was so good.
Good choice.
So
good.
Once again, like with the guitar, such
by
a good
way,
idea.
I think she's the way she. I mean, you guys are singers. I'm not. The way she started off, she was kind of blending the words together. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of? See that? But I think she really found herself, and she really found. And I mean, here's the thing: like, on the day after the show, Javier was number 11 on iTunes. Dia was number 12, and then Javier dropped, and she stayed.
For Heart was that
for
Heartless?
Okay. And she stayed.
So
like,
good.
She's really good.
Yeah, and everybody
she's
loves
amazing.
Her.
You know,
I like her more and more.
She was so inspiring. I was actually at a friend's house this weekend, and this kid picked up the guitar and started strumming along to the Heartless, but her version of
really?
It.
Really?
Oh my
and
God.
I was just like, that's kind of weird that this girl really like.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of in the way that, you as most, the only person who I know who will disagree with this is my brother, who's a diehard Kanye West fan, is everybody says they like the phrase version of Heartless better than Kanye's version.
Oh, wait.
Everybody likes it better, yeah.
So I think that's one of, it's just, it was amazing. So, but this performance, it was great. And here's the thing, it was very expected of her.
Yeah,
I wasn't necessarily
surprised.
Yeah. Yeah,
she has she has a certain way that she does things, and she changes it up for her changing up. Like, it was really inventive. She has her own ideas, and she's not a diva about it.
Yeah.
She did the hand claps. I thought that everything else was going to go out, and the hand claps were going to be there, which would have been cool. But to me, they just, it was like, whatever. But at least she, like, did something. Yeah. Her necklace was cool. If only I could see her neck, then that would be really cool. The shoulder pads and stuff, like Lady Gaga can do that, but like.
Here's the problem with her. It was, I saw it when they came on with Blake, when she needs to wear a pair of heels.
I always see the flats, and
it's
I'm not feeling the flats.
Because it's like little girl. It's like little girl.
Like,
little girl.
Like, wear some heels, you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. I
think it will, like, change her energy a little bit, too, you know? To go out there in heels, she'll be, like, more of a grown-up.
Yeah, exactly. Because she gets really, like, kid-like.
I do think it'll come down to her and Javier, though.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. That is so
Well, what
true.
About Casey? I Will Always Love You.
Casey came out of, because that was a surprise, technically. Yeah, that was a surprise.
We
talked about. And she's very country, so singing, or country rockish. Like,
country rock,
like,
she did Stevie Nicks,
like, to blow a Whitney song. Like,
I know.
And she was, I thought she was awesome.
She was. In my head, it's so hard to not hear Whitney.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
That was hard.
Yeah.
And that's what she was saying when she was trying to sing it. Like, she's hearing Whitney in her head. So, obviously, I think hearing all these songs they were doing, I'm guessing probably one of the hardest things to do would be sing a Whitney song.
That's what I was
that's
like.
That's exactly what
like,
I said.
Like, what intense pressure to sing Whitney. That's crazy, you know?
Yeah, Dolly Parton, Whitney, like, are you kidding?
that yeah. those are the people that go before
so,
you?
Exactly. I just kept yeah. hearing like Whitney doing it.
And well,
like,
I know that she didn't start off very strong. No, it was kind of nasal and inconsistent.
Also, her voice has like a vibrato quality to it all the time. So yeah. it sounds shaky. So I'm never sure whether she's just not breathing enough.
It's breath.
She's not pushing hard enough.
She's not pushing hard enough, definitely. But she's not supporting her voice.
Yeah,
like,
she's
enough.
Not pushing because she's not breathing.
Yeah.
So downward spiral from there.
Yeah.
She, I think it's nerves or something, or it's like the guitar, or wait, she wasn't playing guitar
she
this
wasn't
week.
Playing, no. This week.
I just liked her. She had good confidence. I thought it was better than last week.
Well, see, I liked last week.
Wait, what was last week? She was
I
playing
can't
guitar.
Remember, but last week, when she, the way she sang and the way she used her voice last week for me,
yeah,
stood out more than
more
this
dynamic.
Week.
Yeah.
This week, it really? Just was like, I wrote, if Stevie Nicks, Whitney Houston, Jewel, and Alvin from the Chipmunks
somebody
had an
said,
orgy,
yes,
they would have created.
Somebody
Casey.
Said, in the, who was what said, it's very young Jewel.
Yeah,
yes,
except
Jewel. Definitely,
except
Jewel.
For I'm a bigger fan of Jewel. Yeah. I'm like obsessed. Well, I was.
Yeah.
I'm not like crazy, but you know, she's like amazing. And I think obviously she like wrote all of her own songs and stuff. And Casey's voice, Jewel has that quality where she can go into that higher register and yeah. go really low.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey's like that all the time. Yeah. Which after a while and her talking and stuff.
Oh my God.
It's really weird because she would like.
She has a. Yeah, she does have a really high voice.
She does. That's like,
she
whoa.
Has a really high voice.
But like yeah. Jessie did an impression and then she talked and I couldn't really tell the difference.
Yeah. It was insane. Her voice yeah. is crazy high.
Yeah.
I just said the best part of that performance was the backlighting.
Oh, very great.
And did you see the like
amazing.
Model
she
hair
like
that was
Celine
happening?
Dion.
Yeah, I wrote she looked like Celine Dion.
With the fan, with the dress.
Yeah,
I loved that
she was
dress.
Like,
I don't know. I mean, Whitney's so hard to do. And for someone who's not, like, I would kind of expect Frenchie to do Whitney.
But have you ever heard Dolly Parton, who she originally sang, I
oh,
Always
really?
Love You?
Mm-hmm.
She
wrote it. I don't know that.
And
version.
It sounded, that's what it sounded like. I heard Whitney's part in there because she was obviously singing higher than Dolly Parton was singing, but it was more towards Dolly Parton. I mean, Dolly
than when
Whitney even sings it like Dolly Parton. It's the way the song is, but
yeah, I
more people know it as Whitney.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because Whitney just ate that.
She just ate it for breakfast.
She ate it for breakfast.
Okay, who's next?
But I also thought that there was too many compliments. Apparently, a lot of fighting between Adam and Casey. They just kept saying that.
Yeah, what was so that about?
She's pretty. Well, that was also. It was a really funny moment when she, when she's like, "I'm an opinionated girl," and she goes. Like Christina, like you know Christina.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody in the room was like, oh.
I know. I was like whoa, you have nerve to be pointing that out.
I know, it's really bold.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. Like, that was the first week that had ever been shown. Like,
I know.
I didn't know Casey had an attitude problem or anything like that. And Adam just kept being like, I know we've had differences.
But when
I know
they
have conflict.
When they showed it in the rehearsal, she was like really defensive. And obviously, she has confidence in her voice, you know, but part of like being so successful is taking criticism. And like Christina, I don't know, I guess she's like at the top, whatever she thinks.
Queen C.
Yeah, exactly. But
no, it's Queen B.
I know that. But.
But yeah, so I mean, I just think that it's really hard to take. Criticism, and I think that she's not.
I think she might have. Well,
like
he said that she ended up taking a lot of his.
Right. Had you heard about that before? Like, did you know about that conflict?
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It sort of came out all of a sudden.
So then there was the new single with Adam and Christina.
Which, by the way, number one, really catchy.
Really catchy.
Yeah. So catchy.
We were saying there was a song that sounds like it.
Yes.
That's out right now.
There's a song that's out right now that has the same exact beat as that.
Well, by the way,
really?
Half the songs out right now have the same exact beat.
Well, that's true. But
well,
not,
same melody.
But for Maroon 5 to come up with a song
Here's the thing.
Sounds that similar
you
to
you know what it is?
Like,
it sounds like every other Maroon 5 song.
That too.
That's true.
All Maroon 5 songs
are
sound
really
exactly
catchy.
The same and are really catchy.
Yeah.
What's it been? Adam.
I'm dating a model.
Christina.
Here's the thing. Adam wrote that song. He was very proud of it.
What song?
that this song. One. This song.
Oh. Move like Jagger. Like,
move swagger like
move like Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. And here's the thing that's, I think, first of all, it was trending on Twitter all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day. And there hasn't really been a summer smash
that's
yet.
That's true.
There hasn't been a summer hit.
I was just thinking that.
So it might slip in there.
Yeah, that's true. Not.
And then I was like, where does Christina fit into this? And she comes out very distracting. Shirt.
Do you think she's saying good? I didn't like her voice on the
song.
Well,
what's crazy is that their styles this time didn't make room for each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you're going to collaborate,
in the recorded
make
version,
that room.
It's better.
Yeah, the recorded.
But by the way, can I get an After Buzz exclusive?
Oh,
exclusive.
Do it.
What is, now we're going to have to start
Buzz
counting how many Emily AfterBuzz exclusives.
That was pre-taped.
Really?
I was thinking.
Yeah.
When
like, did they tape
I wonder.
That?
Right before the show starts.
Well, yeah, it had to have been, actually. Because
he was in a
suit. Changed,
yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, they can't change that fast.
And Secret. So it was the original performance. So was the Queen Melody.
Yeah,
medley.
Well,
melody.
I know that because they were using it as the for the commercials for the show.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah,
man,
yeah,
that's so
sense.
Funny. I don't think about. I'm like, I don't think like, how did he get changed so fast and back to
magic
normal?
Of TV?
Yeah,
yeah. I know. It's this magical box. But yeah, so I mean, what did you think of the performance?
I liked it, right?
He's very Robin Thicke.
I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was, I mean, I liked it.
Yeah,
I like the song.
This is when Carson's awkward.
You know what? I'm a very poppy person. I liked it. I can imagine listening to that.
Okay, I even like it better already.
Wait, this sounds way, this is
this
it?
Sounds different.
This is it. It sounded, because I've heard it on the radio like last week.
Okay,
and
Phil
then I heard
needs
it
to
today.
Stop
totally
dancing
different.
In the studio. He is.
Phil is jamming out. He just took his shirt off. He's waving.
And then he
Nathan
took a
just
shot.
Took his off. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
How does Jagger move?
I don't actually.
I feel like he's like.
Oh, like that.
Yeah,
he
does. Something with the string.
He's like the craziest old person I've ever seen. Because he's like running around. He's doing like backflips.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Like,
I've seen
like
him in concert.
Like, he's like, one second.
He's
shooting a backflip.
We'll do an intervention.
Yeah. Like, on stage.
I mean.
Amazing.
On the dance floor.
This song is awesome.
In the car. It's definitely a song that you listen to.
I
want to
hear
like,
Christina actually. Honestly.
Three more times, and you're like, okay, this is my favorite song.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, there's a lot of songs like that.
Are they going to perform Christina and CeeLo's song at all? Because they have a song
they
that's
do.
Been out.
Oh, yeah. From the Burlesque soundtrack.
No.
It was supposed to be on the Burlesque soundtrack.
It was supposed to be, okay.
Oh,
but it wasn't.
I like that song.
Wait, what's it called?
I don't remember.
Which one?
CeeLo and Christina
I'm
have a song.
I'm loving this right now.
I do too. I want you to
I'm
fast forward it, Phil, so we can hear Christina on this.
This part.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Remix! This is the remix.
I just want to remix it.
Way, but okay. Yeah. She's really auto-tuned in this.
Yeah.
That's not Christina's voice.
It doesn't even sound like it.
It sounds taking a
little
shot.
Little T-Pain in there.
Yeah.
So drunk. Well, okay, here's right. What it is. It sounds more like the Genie in the Bottle days, Genie in a Bottle, only because it isn't a Christina song featuring Maroon 5. It's a Maroon 5 song featuring Christina, and she's so into her own style, which is cool, that I feel like she's out of her element.
Yeah.
But I like the song.
I do too.
Yeah, I think she sounds good on the song. I think in the performance, I was like, I didn't even hear like the melody she was singing or anything. She was just doing her.
She wasn't. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I couldn't really.
She
hear.
Always
she does
says
a good
that.
Version of it.
Interesting that this song's out
Here's
right now with the whistle and Britney's I Wanna Go.
Yeah,
with the whistle.
Yeah. The whistle's in. It's coming from the indie, like,
oh, by
band
the way, tonight,
to the mainstream.
By the way, once we're done with this Oh, I Want to Go video will be
everybody. Okay. Midnight.
Midnight.
Britney Spears, I Want to Go video premiere.
Oh.
World premiere. Well, anyways. Cool.
Until then, we have to distract ourselves. So, the next, exactly. So, the next person that we're talking about is Beverly?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We already talked about Beverly.
Okay, because we started off doing teams.
But. Right. Okay, so Javier.
I will just say this one thing.
Yeah.
After Javier's performance, my father emailed me and said, Javier is the voice.
I mean, like, panties
wet. Wow. Wow. He is. He's amazing. In the kind of prepackage, when Adam was like, sing it like this, and Adam's saying, yeah, Adam has a wonderful voice. He's saying, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best. I mean, Adam even said, I think you're the best voice in this competition or that I've ever heard.
And he took really off his hat.
I know.
Cheers to that.
And everybody was talking about
it. So excited.
I got to say, I've had this running joke with my friends back home that if I had Oprah money, I would buy Mariah Carey, put her in a cage in my house, and have her sing to me. I'm now retracting that statement and saying if I had money, I would purchase Javier, put him in a cage. Nice. I mean,
By the way, here's the thing. Yeah. Like, when I All think of time. Him.
He's amazing.
Yeah. I think of him like, I'll take okay, I can imagine
if you
him.
Don't want I'll give it to you.
I can imagine, like, I don't know if you have these moods, but I definitely do. Like, I have, when you just want to listen to, like, I have a, like, playlist on my iPod that it's, like, sleep. Like, when you just want to relax or, like, when you're heartbroken or when you, I can imagine just, like, his voice, like, singing
I
one
know.
Of those songs.
Love like, it. Just, I liked it better than Coldplay.
Wait. And, by the way, I also liked, though, that he got, that Coldplay. He, like, used the mic that we saw him do a little more, too.
Definitely, definitely. Well, okay, what do we think of next CeeLo's name dropping? I know Chris and Gwyneth are really good songs. I love that. They're my friends.
Adam had the best line ever. I'm CeeLo, and I know celebrities.
Yeah. So good. I'm so glad that someone calls him out on that.
Well, and then the other time he got, in the beginning, he was like, oh,
yeah,
I
you dropped
that
name.
Let me
pick that name.
Up.
Let me pick that drop
that
name
was
for
so
you.
Funny.
That was awesome.
Okay, so Blake. Well, we kind of talked about this, but Blake's performance.
And right before the performance, Allison Hayslip,
Casey
said Casey is a trending topic on Twitter. I don't think, like, I don't know. She just doesn't stick out to me like
me
that.
Me either.
Like, I always forget about her until she's like right there doing.
Where
something.
Does she have this fan base from?
I don't know, but someone wants to know if she's single.
But by the way,
I mean,
here's
you want to date somebody who talks like this?
But by the way, here's the thing: not everything that is on said on Twitter is nice.
That's true.
I was like, is Allison gonna be like, this person called you up?
Followed by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
We watched the crumble.
Yeah,
of Casey.
Mm. I'm like, they're not really holding it. Watching on Twitter's about them, are they? Because I feel like their souls would be crushed.
People? Oh, no,
like,
I
people
hope
are
not.
Like, that is a devil incarnate, like, blah, blah, you know.
Really?
Yeah. People say crazy.
People do say crazy shit on Twitter. Sorry.
Well. And apparently on AfterBuzz.
Express herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Well, okay, we have to talk. Okay, we already talked about Blake, and I want to make sure we get to everyone before we have to go to commercial. So,
Quickly. Like that Blake brought up Xenia and Dia. And he was so cute when he put like his hand on Xenia's head.
Yeah.
It was cool, but they had their microphone shut off. And they were like allowing each one of them to sing parts of it.
Right. Yeah. Something was wrong.
I don't think it was wrong because they literally were picky about what parts they let them sing. Like,
Do you know why?
What?
Probably because they don't want them to have an extra advantage. Mm.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Now,
that's
was that
true.
Pre-taped as well?
No.
Okay.
That was live.
Yeah, okay. Xenia sound, you know, I thought she was much more confident this week.
Way more confident.
Way more confident.
She didn't look down as much. Wasn't staring at the floor.
And like Adam said, it's kind of sleepy, you know? It was kind of like, okay, I could have done with more energy, but it was still beautiful because her voice, she can get away with anything.
Yeah.
You know? I said that she needs to be the third Macedo twin and needs to sing with you guys because her performance tonight, reminded me of one of the performances you did this past week.
Oh, no. Am I really, really awkward? Do I just
No. I told you what stands out about it, her and you guys is the phrasing of the song.
Oh, right.
Hmm.
And I've never, other than you guys, I mean, obviously I heard you guys before. Hmm. I heard her. I've never heard people sing with that type of phrasing before.
Hmm.
And I just think that that would be a really interesting, like, triangle right
there. Call me Xenia. I'll call your people. We'll get you more confident.
Let's get this working.
Let's go to Vegas. The Hangover 3.
She started good, but she had some rough spots.
Yeah,
she went
high.
That was breath, too.
Everybody,
you can teach the girl some stuff.
I know. Yes. I want to be like, do this.
Everybody who in the room that I was in,
we're calling Xenia.
Hello, Xenia. Hang out with us. Xenia, can we get you a fake ID?
Okay.
Next time.
Everybody was saying Norah Jones.
Yeah, I put Adele / Norah Jones.
Ooh,
yes.
Adele's kind of being nice.
And
Adele's,
but she has that kind of like quality.
That's kind of
also, she looked like she was gonna fall over in those heels.
Yeah.
And I was worried about her. Melissa and I were saying that. We were worried.
I was just nervous because she was scared she was going to mess up. So I was scared she was
going to
mess up.
Yeah, that is the worst part.
Xenia.
Xenia,
get on this train.
Don't worry, girl. We'll take you on.
They got you.
We got you.
Flags and boxes.
www.flagsandboxes.com. MACEDO. Anyway, moving on.
Shameless plug.
Yes, I know. Blake said he heard Xenia's voice on the radio. And Vicky. What about Vicky?
I love her.
Dog days are over.
But by the way, okay, here's the thing. When they did the pre-package and CeeLo was like, she's singing Dog Days Are Over, I was like, oh my God, that's the perfect song for her.
Absolutely.
Totes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that everyone should download Shiznit from iTunes, but we actually have to get going, a commercial break.
Vicky was amazing.
Vicky was amazing.
And we expected it.
Yeah.
The drumming thing. The drummers were gorgeous,
awesome.
By the way.
Oh.
I couldn't stop looking at her, honestly.
That's true.
You guys,
she was so powerful.
Let's just say this. Vicky's a perfect lesbian.
Yeah.
So let's go to commercial break.
She was doing push-ups.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Again. Wow.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Is this the Dutch version? In like for real?
Yeah.
Or is this a Slovakian version, Phil?
Actually the teaser.
Oh,
cool.
Wow.
Like, where's that saxophone?
I know.
Okay, so
the Cosby Show.
You know when you watch some foreign TV and it's either on mute or you can't understand the language and it looks so ridiculous and it looks so out there and you're like, who are these people that are entertained by that? Well, I walked into my parents watching Dancing with the Stars and I was like, that's the same thing. Like, people just love the flash and the going. And that's the same with this and American Idol. It's all about that. It was just really funny because I had that realization. And then we're all alike. Basically, the world should have world peace. So, news and gossip. Emily, you're really the one that would have any news and gossip. Is there anything else besides what you've said?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Go.
Well, for those of you on the East Coast, tomorrow It's going to be a little delayed because Obama is speaking, but you should still hear the president speak. You should still, right. It's very important.
He's going to weigh in on, you know, who his favorite contestants
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
You know, so if some of you actually do believe that, they're tricking you because he's not going to do that. He's not going to talk about The Voice at all.
That's going to be at 8 for 1 hour result show. And the same thing is going to happen next week, 1 hour result show. It has not been announced for next season what's going to be the premiere date. However, we do know the Voice got the post Super Bowl spot.
Oh, wow.
Which is a very big deal because that's like automatic 20 million viewers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is so. Definitely going to get so many
people. Pretty awesome. Big. So, awesome. And everything's like looking really good yeah, for The Voice. Definitely. Everybody's so excited.
Took
everybody.
The cover of The Hollywood Reporter. Yeah. I got that one
cover
too.
Cover of Hollywood
Isn't
Reporter.
Is this the second
yeah.
time?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Probably.
I don't know. We did that thing on the Dutch having all the reality shows.
Yeah, that's true. They've been really a trending topic in the news. Yeah.
They were in the Hollywood Reporter, but they weren't on the cover of Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, they were. I have the Hollywood Reporter in my car.
You mean before?
Before.
No, before.
Oh, got
yeah,
it.
No, no. Yeah. Oh. They are on the cover this week.
Yeah.
They've been in numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, so. Yeah.
And
he's drunk just like Blake.
They're
so,
very yeah. excited because apparently X Factor is pretty much like Idol 4 years ago.
Yes.
So, from
Goodbye,
what we've
X Factor.
Heard,
We
so,
actually from the real world, Alex Kaplan. She said it wasn't really entertaining.
She saw
so,
it.
Yeah,
she
went.
So they're very excited. High hopes.
So
for,
this is so wow, different. Cool.
Question though, do you know if like because we were upset? I told her like next week's the last episode.
It'll
so
definitely
fast.
Be
It'll
longer.
Be longer. Okay.
I think they're gonna add blind auditions.
More blind auditions.
More blind because there was only two, and that's what it's like known.
I was gonna right. say
like the there was only two, so
that was the big draw.
Yeah, and probably more live shows.
Well, cool. Yeah, because I didn't like how they were cutting off two from each team. Remember at the beginning when they were cutting two from each team?
Yes.
I thought that was too much.
That was intense.
It went really fast.
It was cutthroat like really fast.
Half of y'all ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get
bye.
Out.
Yeah. So I think Get they out. Might change up a few things, but definitely I hope. Hope they do more blind auditions.
Definitely.
And I think they will. It's going to be starting in January because they're pairing it with Smash, which is awesome.
What is that?
Smash is behind the scenes of Broadway musicals by Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
So, executive produced by Steven Spielberg, starring Catherine McPhee. And by the way,
Yes, that's right.
I will go out there on a limb and say Catherine McPhee does a better rendition of Christina Aguilera is Beautiful than Christina.
Whoa.
Not if Christina has anything to say about that.
Oof.
It is unbelievable.
Who's that? Oh, shiznit. Christina's knocking on the door.
Christina Aguilera would
so
never
mad.
Come
Here's
in this
the thing.
Studio.
It's different.
Only
it's
someone like, said that. Beautiful is my song.
As she like picks up the mic, I am beautiful.
Yeah.
But
Should we go to predictions?
Yeah, let's go to predictions. So, what are your predictions?
And now, Javier, Vicky,
Dia.
Javier, Vicky,
and
Dia.
Beverly,
I agree. Totally.
Yeah.
Does everybody agree with that?
Okay, well, the only one I can agree with everybody. The only one I can't is Beverly and
Frenchie.
Only reason, because Frenchie has a huge fan base.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Half of the vote is controlled by Christina.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
so
true.
I think that one's going to be
yeah.
the only one that's iffy. That but everything else, I think, is like in the bag.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Yeah.
Who knows? This show always surprises me by who wins. So, awesome. You guys, thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, who do you guys think is going to win it, though?
Javier.
Honestly.
Javier or Dia?
Javier, I think.
Javier.
Yeah.
I think
but Vicky, there. I love you.
Oh, Vicky's
yes.
good too.
Okay,
but you always forget about Vicky.
Yeah. Like
that's
we
true.
Know Javier.
Well, you guys, the show is next Wednesday at 9, right? Our show?
Yes.
Our show, yes, next Wednesday, 9
yeah,
o'clock.
Wait, does that mean we're going to have to push back rivals?
Their show starts at 9. I mean, The Voice starts at 9.
Starts
no.
at 8.
Voice starts at 8. We're at 9.
So
at
we'll
nine.
be. No,
Got
no,
it.
Rivals is on at 8.
Okay.
We'll make everything work.
But I will be able to see. Okay, we'll make it work.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Well, Rivals may have to get pushed back. The Voice will not get pushed back.
Okay, cool.
Like we're having AfterBuzz exclusive.
No, no, no. All right, I will make it work. You guys suck at scheduling.
Oh, yeah. And we are scheduled. Anyway, this is all conversation for after the show. Thank you.
No, we're giving you the exclusives, guys.
And we'll see you later. Cut it out.
Bye, thanks.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.